This is National Native News. I'm Hannah Colton, in for Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal librarians were among those advocating in Washington, D.C. this week for legislation to close the digital divide in rural tribal communities. The event Thursday was organized by New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, who touts a tribal program in his state as a possible model for tribes elsewhere. Cynthia Aguilar is a librarian for New Mexico's Santo Domingo Pueblo. She said the current limited broadband makes it hard for Pueblo residents and employees to accomplish simple tasks related to education or economic opportunities.
If we have a grant that needs to be submitted, we started at 2 in the afternoon, and by 5, it's still spinning and spinning and spinning. And then we leave for the night, we leave it on, we come back, and it's still doing the same thing. And so those grant opportunities go by the wayside because we missed our deadline.
Santo Domingo partnered with the neighboring San Felipe, Cochiti, and Santa Ana Pueblos to combine their demand for better internet. That's how they were able to get nearly $4 million from E-Rate, a decades-old federal program, to start building broadband network. Senator Heinrich hopes to better utilize that program to be more equitable for tribes throughout the U.S.
Although over 90% of public libraries throughout the nation as a whole have received these FCC funds through the program to support improved internet access, the National Congress of American Indians estimates that only 15% of tribal libraries have received any of this critical funding. That is a huge disparity.
Heinrich, a Democrat, and Dean Heller, a Republican senator from Nevada, are both pushing the bill that would help tribes access E-rate funds. Senator Tina Smith, a Democrat from Minnesota, said this week she also plans to introduce legislation to support rural and tribal broadband projects by tapping into USDA funding. The California Coastal Commission held its first public hearing this week on what tribal members called a long overdue policy to consult Native American tribes on coastal planning matters. Among the tribal members who spoke Wednesday was Maura Sullivan, testifying on behalf of the Coastal Band of the Chumash Nation.
As Chumash people, we have some of the most expensive and sought-after coastline, but it is our heritage and territory, and we don't use it just for fishing and gathering, but also for prayer. The ocean is our first mother. That is why this tribal consultation policy is so important. As a Chumash woman, I feel acknowledged. I feel seen in a world that has tried to invisibilize us.
California has 109 federally recognized and 55 state recognized tribes. The Coastal Commission was supposed to develop their tribal consultation policy after a governor's order in 2011. It's expected to formally adopt the policy this summer. The Gila River Indian community is remembering prominent tribal attorney and legal scholar Rodney Lewis this week. AZ Central reports Lewis died Tuesday at the age of 77. He's known for negotiating a legal victory for the Gila River community in 2004 as part of the largest tribal water settlement in U.S. history. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians will consider regulating the use of culturally important words for commercial purposes. The Smoky Mountain News reports that decision comes after a heated debate over names used by the Seven Clans Brewery, started by two Eastern Cherokee women. Tribal members who oppose the brewery's naming choices say it's offensive to tie culturally important symbols to alcohol, a substance with a harmful and controversial legacy in Cherokee society. The brewery owners argue that idea is outdated and say they only meant to honor their culture. As Seven Clans Brewery is a private business, not on tribal land, it's unclear what effect future regulations could have on its operation. For National Native News, I'm Hannah Colton.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Quantic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by the law offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
Support from AmeriCorps Vista, whose members fight against poverty while earning money for college and gaining skills, with rewarding service opportunities around the country and info at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.